Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. If you're listening to the program, I just want to bless you today with God's word and share with you, just to let you know, hey, you're not alone. Maybe you have to work today. Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're home all by yourself. Maybe you're a shut-in in some ways. I just want to share this moment with you and to celebrate with you that no matter, friends, what the circumstance of your life, my life might be, all the promises and the great gift of the incarnation, the gift of the Son of Jesus, God's only Son to us, is the greatest gift any one of us can ever receive. And in baptism, we've been given a share in the very life of God because Jesus became one of us. And he came to literally destroy everything that separates us from God and from the longing for joy, for wholeness, for freedom, for eternal life that each one of us has. This is the gift that's been brought to us and that we celebrate today. If you're in a situation where no one's there to celebrate with you, no gift to be given to you to share with others, know that God's eye is on you. And God the Father, who loves you, who made you, is personally giving you and has given you the gift of his Son. And he's given you the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you home. And life is short, and soon it will all be over, and this veil of tears and the difficulty will be behind us. And you will be a new creation, and you'll participate in the gift of eternal life that Jesus Christ has won for us and that he alone can give us, and he wants to give to you. So let's celebrate today. I want to take up one of the readings that were given at Mass. These might have been at the midnight Mass. The second reading, taken from Titus chapter 2. It's a declaration of the gift of who Jesus is to us. And I want to then reflect on what the Catechism says to us about what the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh means. What has he brought to us? What is this, right? So chapter 2, verse 11 and following. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. There's so much in this passage. Let's take it line by line. Verse 11, for the grace of God has appeared. What is grace? It's God's gift. And the great gift of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die, but would have everlasting life. That gift is for you. Receive the gift today. It's not something you earned. And one of the things our enemy, the devil, wants to do, the one who Jesus destroyed, the one who he exposed with his light, one of the things the devil wants to do is to get us into a position of disqualifying ourselves from this gift. I haven't earned it. I'm not good enough. I failed too many times. How could God or anyone love me? You can't earn this gift. It's a free gift. Today, just receive it. Just shut out all the stuff, all the tapes that run in the mind. In your mind, I have to do this. All of us have to do this because we're living in this fallen world where the enemy's strategies come against us to try to put us in the position, again, of disqualifying ourselves from being able to receive this gift. No one's in that position. All we have to do is repent and say yes and receive it. That's the kingdom, to receive the King, God's love. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men. Why has this grace appeared? This gift has appeared to save you and to save me. The Catechism points this out in a section on the Incarnation and talking about the Creed. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Paragraph 456 of the Catechism says this, with the Nicene Creed, we answer by confessing, for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. Why did he come? For our salvation. paragraph 457, the Word became flesh for us in order to save us by reconciling us with God. That's number one. It's the number one reason he came, to save us. And what does salvation mean? To put us in right relationship with God the Father, the creator of all things. This is the gift above every gift. Friends, you could have today, if it's possible for someone to come to you and say, I will give you all the honor of the world. I will give you all the money in the world. I will give you whatever you want in this world. You can have it all, literally everything. And if you had it and possessed it, it's nothing in comparison to the gift that you've been given personally by God in Jesus Christ. The Catechism goes on so clearly. He took on human flesh to save us by reconciling us with God, who, quote, loved us and sent his Son to be an expiation for our sins. That is to put away your sin and mine, to blot it out, put it away. It's just quoting 1 John, the letter of the beloved apostle. Again, another Bible passage here in the Catechism says, the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. He was revealed to take away sins. So let's let him do that today. Let's give to him to say, yes, Jesus, take my sin. You've come to take it away and to give me the gift of new creation. I give you my sins and I receive the gift of new creation. What a deal that is, brothers and sisters. Undeserving, fallen, sinful people who God loves. And in his love, he comes to us. And his Son comes determined to every single human heart, to every person, to say, look, I come to give you my life, but you have to first give me your sins. So don't hang on. It's another strategy of the devil to get us to be focused on our weakness and our sinfulness and to remind us and condemn us and get into places of self-condemnation. Stand up today, no matter where you are. Stand up as a son or daughter of God and say, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's nothing that disqualifies me. I repent of my sin. I receive, Lord, this gift of salvation. Thank you. And just thank you. Just thank him. Just sing to him. Let your heart sing to him today and receive this gift. Okay, the passage goes on. That God has appeared to us to train us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions. The human condition, the situation of the world, every single human being, brothers and sisters, is trapped in darkness and subject to habit patterns of sin, all of which are the source of our separation from God. We have a new power and a new capacity to do that now, despite the fact that the world is telling us the kind of things that God condemns, the world receives and celebrates, and it's no big deal, it's all a lie. Or the lie that everybody who has a pulse is automatically going to go to heaven as they follow their own bliss, as they follow their own worldview, as they follow their own self-creation. That's a lie too. Everybody doesn't go to heaven. And the whole point of life isn't to self-create. It's to receive our identity from God and to receive this gift of salvation that opens up the gates of heaven and allows us to enter eternal life and share in what belongs to Jesus. In paragraph 458, it goes on to say, the Word became flesh so that thus we might know God's love. So first, Jesus took on human flesh to take away sin. Second, in the process, what he's doing is revealing God's love and God's true nature to us. In this, the love of God has been manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Wow. Why did God send his Son? So that we might live through him. Not just to show us something, but he came to give us a whole different kind of life. The Christ life, the divine life, the life that can never die. He came so you can live. Say that to yourself. What's the gift I'm given today? Well, the gift is Jesus, God the Father's Son. What has he come to give to me? He's come to give me the power of a new life. My biological life is fading. There's a clock ticking. I'm going to die someday. But I don't have to be afraid. It's not a dark shadow. Because the light of Christ, he has swallowed, Jesus is the one who swallowed up death in his victory. He has power now. Death has no eternal claim on us. Because the devil's power has been broken because our sins have been taken away in Jesus. And in our baptism, we've been given a life now that we can live through him that will never die. Catechism goes on here in the same paragraph. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not die, but will have everlasting life. The reading from Titus goes on. So we're being trained to renounce irreligion and worldly passions and to live sober, that means literally not drunk, upright and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, because we know he's going to come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And the hope you can have today, no matter what the circumstance of your life, the hope you have today is a confident expectation that what the Father is promising here to us, you already possess because Christ is in you. The foundation, the source of your confidence that the eternal life of Christ will be given to you. That's why Paul calls it a blessed hope. And our blessed hope is what? The appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, people today, some even in the church, seem to want to diminish the greatness and the majesty of Jesus. And I think sometimes they do it thinking that it's going to make a way to be more united to all the religions of the world, and that's going to produce more peace and unity. Baloney. Jesus Christ alone can bring us peace and unity, brothers and sisters. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Messiah, the Savior of the world. He's the God-man. No other religious leader can bring it about. There's going to be, before Jesus returns, the rise of the Antichrist, who's going to try to produce this. And a lot of people are going to get seduced to following him because it looks like he's producing this peace, but it's going to come at the denial or the diminishment of Jesus. No. Jesus alone is the one who brings us the glory of God the Father and this ultimate peace which he will deliver for our sake. And it says, Jesus, the great God and Savior, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Paragraph 459 of the Catechism, the Word became flesh to be our model of holiness. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. On the mountain of transfiguration, the Father commands, listen to Jesus, listen to him. Jesus is the model of the Beatitudes and the norm of the new law. Love one another as I've loved you. This love implies an effective offering of oneself after the example of Jesus. That's what it means here, to be zealous for good deeds, a new power, new capacity to live that way. And the last thing the Catechism says here about Jesus coming in the flesh, he did it so that we can become partakers of the divine nature, that we can share in God's life for all eternity. And that, friends, is the fulfillment of all desire. Merry Christmas to you. May the love of God fill your heart, and may he strengthen and transform and build you up for this new year. God bless you. Have a blessed and holy day in the Lord.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.